Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
So which cars have been in your driveway recently?
Well, the last couple of weeks I had the Acura ILX, the A-Spec, that's their top of the line, and also the Ford Edge, which is a brand new version of their purportedly mid-sized crossover.
All right. Let's start with the Acura.
Okay. Acura, well, the ILX is their entry level, you know, luxury. I mean, that's kind of an oxymoron, but it's basically a gussied up Honda Civic. And I mean, that's, if you're going to start somewhere, that's not a bad place to start, because the Honda Civic is a great car.
Yeah.
And so what they've done here is they've given it a little more power. It basically has the engine. I think it's the same engine that's in the Civic Si. So it's kind of the hot one. But then, of course, they add a bunch of luxury features to it and things like that. So it also adds weight to it. So the performance on it is, well, used to be Acura's entry level was the TSX, and it had about the same horsepower and the same torque, but that car was just unbelievably fun. This one is not bad. It's not bad. I enjoyed it. I think, you know, I took it on a trip down to Lethbridge. It's about a 2-hour drive, and I only scared my wife once in it, so that was kind of good.
But people say the thing about Hondas is they're good on gas. Was this one?
Well, this one, of course, is tuned for more performance. So, but yeah, it has an 8-speed dual clutch transmission. And of course, if you're not driving it in a spirited manner, then it shifts right up to 8th gear as quickly as possible,
yeah.
Which is, you know, meant to save fuel. Of course, the downside there is when you want to put out a pass, you got to downshift several gears before the thing will go out, because it only has 201 horsepower and 180 pound feet of torque.
What?
That said, I mean, I didn't have any trouble passing people on the highways, and it also has paddle shifters too. So if you do want to do those manual downshifts, it's easy to do. And the paddles, the manual mode actually works pretty well. Very nice car overall. My only real issue with it, which is an issue I have with all Acuras these days, and most people aren't going to care. They no longer play the special audiophile discs that I have that they used to play. So I had to cry all the way home from Lethbridge.
So if they gussied up a Civic, did they gussy up the price?
Oh, yes. The one that I had was loaded. It was the A-Spec. It had everything. I thought it was A-Spec because it was Canadian, but he said it was, no, it's A as opposed to EH. But anyway, it starts at $29,500. And my sample loaded came to about $37,000, which is a lot of lucre for a Civic.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, this is a very nice little car.
Awesome. And the other car you had was the Ford Edge. Did you like that one?
The Ford Edge. I liked it more than I thought I would. I liked it better than the last one I had, which had severe electrical problems. This one, yeah, I think my big issue with this one was that it came with the small EcoBoost engine, which is a 2-liter turbo engine that, if it was in a car that weighed 500 pounds less, would probably be just fine. Mm-hmm. But in this one, I found it merely adequate. We traveled around with four people and a toddler, and yeah, when you want to pull out and pass with that thing, you have to make your plans. Other than that, though, it's comfortable. I could not find a perfect driving position for me, because it feels to me like this is more of a tall person's car.
Yeah.
And of course, my legs barely reach the ground at the best of times, so I did have issues with that.
See, and I like those cars because they're tall person's cars.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you and I stand next to each other, I come up to your navel.
Oh, my goodness. That picture's
just... weird that it's underpowered. Usually those EcoBoost engines are pretty good.
Well, it is pretty good. It's just too small for this vehicle. Like, if it was in, say, a Focus or something, it'd probably be great.
Yeah. And how is it appointed? All the doodads?
Yes, this one was the titanium version, which has pretty well everything. I had a new feature on it. Ford, for a while now, has had a self-parking where it'll parallel park itself. This new one, they've added a thing where it will supposedly angle park itself. I only had a chance to try it once. Didn't work. Don't know if that was me or the vehicle. I would prefer to blame the vehicle.
Yeah. How is angle parking complicated for anybody?
Beats me. I don't know how the people can freak out at parallel parking.
Okay, but how did the car, just stop mid-turn, or how did it fail?
No, what it did was, or what it didn't do is, usually with these things, you know, you press the button and it says, okay, drive forward until we tell you to stop. And then you do that. So it just never told me to stop.
And you just kept going.
I ended up 3,000 kilometers away from where I wanted to park.
Is this one expensive, the Ford Edge?
Yes, it was another issue I had with this. I mean, it's a nice vehicle, reasonably competitive. Now, the base model starts at 41.2, which I don't think is unreasonable. However, this one had a bunch of options on it. Of course, the titanium edition, and that came out to $50,489. Now, that included destination and delivery. To me, that's a little dear. I think you can do better in this niche, although it is still a nice vehicle.
Awesome. Jim Bray, our car crasher. Thanks for taking the time this morning, Jim.
You're welcome.